I want to talk to you about something that I can't talk to you about very well. And that's what the name of the sermon is, his unspeakable gift. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. If you have read in 2 Corinthians, this chapter talks about our people supporting the ministry in their giving. This has the verse, "The Lord loveth God loveth a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace abound towards you." And he talks about having everything he needs for the good work. And then he says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I don't know if it goes along with the rest of the chapter or if this is always on Paul's mind. When it says unspeakable, in this verse it means it can't be understood or explained. The word unspeakable is used in the Bible in other places, but it's not this exact meaning as it is here. Paul spoke of when he saw the third heaven, words that it was not lawful to utter. It was unspeakable words because he didn't have the vocabulary to describe it. In 1 Peter, Peter talks about joy unspeakable and full of glory. And again, it means inexpressible, unutterable. It talks about unable to fully define it. And the songs that were sung this morning talk about that unspeakable gift. Pastor, many times he says, we just barely scratched the surface when we talk about the gift that God gave to each one of us when he sent his son, Jesus, to be our Savior. John 3:16, for God was the giver of an unspeakable gift, a gift that can't be understood or explained. For God so loved the world. The world, each of us are the recipient or the receiver of that gift, and we can't fully understand it or explain it, but God loved us that much that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus was the gift. He's the unspeakable gift. It is difficult to explain. It is unutterable, and it cannot be fully defined. I wanted to give you an example of it, and we had a few in the songs that we sung this morning. But we are unable to fully define it, but we should try. And that's what I wanted to kind of base the message on today, is even though we can't fully define that gift, even though we can never say fully what it means to us to be saved, to understand that we have a home in heaven, understand that our sins are forgiven, that our ransom is paid, that we've been pardoned, we should try. And I wanted to preach to you from the songbook. Somebody told me I sing pretty well, and I said, well, maybe I should just sing my sermons. I won't do that. But I want you to think about some of the songs that we sing. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. The songwriter here said, if I had a thousand tongues, I wouldn't be able to say how great praise for my Redeemer. One that Pastor quotes a lot, the love of God. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Angie sang about it, his life for mine. How is that possible? How is it possible that God could send Christ and give his life for mine? Brother John sang about the sheltering arms of our Savior. Unspeakable, indescribable. Can't put a measure on it. Can't put a limit on it. I think about little children. We try to teach them in junior church and Awana when we have it, when school's not close, when we have Awana, we talk to the little kids and we try to utter and explain to them the love of God, explain to them why they should want to know him better and want to serve him more and want to love him more than they already do. We can't scratch the surface. We can't begin to explain it. I think at the end of the book of John, it said there were more works were done, and to write all of them, you wouldn't be able to contain, the books would not contain. And there also are many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. And we serve that kind of Savior. We serve that kind of God. my main introductory point, it is unspeakable. The gift is unspeakable, but try anyway. Try anyway to speak the love of God for yourself and for others. It's not completely understandable. We talked about it Wednesday night, but that great gift of salvation, we don't have to understand it all in order to receive it. We're not going to understand it all until we get to heaven. And it's going to take all of eternity for God to explain how great a gift he gave to us when he sent his son to be our Savior. We can't fully understand it, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. I joked about making a Sunday morning, Sunday night illustration. This is a Sunday night illustration, so I'll paraphrase. I won't tell you the song, but it made a big impact in my life because the song has stuck with me. A guy preached a sermon he based on this song called Hugging and Chalking, about a guy that had a rather rotund wife that he couldn't reach all the way around her and give her a hug. So he would just put his arms out, and then he would make a mark. And he'd say, all right, I hugged that much. And then he'd move, and then he'd put another mark, and he'd say, all right, I hugged that much. He said she was just too much woman to love all at one time. So he had to hug, and he had to chalk. And for some reason, that just really stuck with me. And I thought about, that's the way God is. There's no angle we can get. There's no position we can get in where we have a full understanding of what God has done for us. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. That doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it for a little while and make a mark and then say, well, I think we covered that for a minute. Let's move on and we'll talk about another aspect of his love. We only have one tongue to sing. We only have one pen at a time to write. Most of us can only write with one hand at one time. We only have one voice to use at a time. And we don't have the thousand tongues or the ocean full of ink. We don't have the full understanding, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. Try for the sake of your own soul. Try to understand it a little bit for yourself, to realize that you're a sinner, to realize that God cared enough about you. I believe that, I was going to say, number one, our life itself is a gift from God. Somebody that never trusts Christ, somebody that lives their whole life apart from God, never gets saved, never makes their eternity sure, they still received an unspeakable gift from God in their very life. They received the breath of God in their life, an unspeakable gift. The Bible talks about not only did God breathe into Adam the breath of life, he formed man, he formed woman in the image of God. Both male and female, he made them. He said, you're made in God's image. That's an unspeakable gift from God. But don't let it stop there at just this life. Realize what God did when he sent his son. Our Bible, God's Word, is an unspeakable gift, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't read it. That doesn't mean we shouldn't search it out, that we shouldn't try to understand it better. The Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. The good news of the gospel came to us by the Word of God. The Bible says in 2 Peter, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. The Bible says that God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God has given us an unspeakable gift in the very life that we live. I talked about little kids. You know, when you're trying to have a child understand you and understand them, it's a process. I've always had a speech impediment. You can tell by listening to me that I don't enunciate the way that I should. I try, but I don't enunciate the way that I should. And I've noticed in my own kids, for some reason, they sound the way that I do. They're picking up the same bad habits that I have. And sometimes it's a struggle to communicate with them, either because I'm not speaking clearly or they have learned by my example and they're trying to speak clearly to me. We have I don't want to say her name because I'm afraid that we have a little device, Alexa, in our house. And we've taken to when we can't understand each other, we'll say, Alexa, spell this word. And the kid's trying to tell me something. And we're asking the smart device to help us out. We're trying to communicate with each other. There are things in life that are unspeakable. There are things in life that you might have difficulty understanding. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try anyway. We shouldn't say, well, I don't understand God's love, so I'm not going to talk about it. I don't fully understand how God sent Jesus to be our substitute in our sacrifice, so I'm not going to talk about it. Instead, we should say, as much as I can, as much as it is unspeakable, I'm still going to try to scratch the surface. I'm still going to hug and chalk. I'm still going to move down the line and talk about that unspeakable gift. So, number one, our life is an unspeakable gift from God. I believe that we should cherish life, that we should look at somebody, even somebody that doesn't believe like us, even somebody that doesn't agree with us, and say, God made that person. God gave that person the same gift that he gave to me. He gave them life and breath, and I should respect that person, and I should lead them and give them the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Whether I agree with them, whether I like them, it's my job to share that unspeakable gift with them. The Word of God is an unspeakable gift. And then our salvation through Jesus Christ is an unspeakable gift. Just in this last week, I don't know if you looked at the bulletin, I think the prayer list, I had to shrink down the font and keep adding more and more names. We had a lot of prayer requests this week. We had a lot of people that lost loved ones. I mentioned Wednesday night, my aunt went in, she's a nurse, she's probably the healthiest person in our family. My aunt went in for a checkup and found some blockages, and within a matter of days, she had complications and passed away just this last week, a shocking death. I mentioned, and I know I did the funeral for Brother Roy Hatchett's mother. She passed away this week. And we look at life and death, and we realize how precious life is and how unexpected things can come into our life. And people can, you know, like I say, the healthiest person you know might not be here next week. There are unspeakable things about life that we do not understand. But we shouldn't give up on trying. Our salvation is one of those things. I cannot fully explain it. It cannot be fully understood. But I know that God sent his Son to pay for my sin. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what I was going to mention. I preached at the funeral. It was unspeakable grief. It was someone that was deeply loved. They have a big family, and many people were weeping and crying, because when you love somebody and they're gone, it hurts. That grief is unspeakable. But because of what God did for us, I got to talk about heaven. I got to talk about salvation. I got to be an encouragement and say, yes, the grief is, you're not able to wrap your head around how bad the grief is, but the joy of heaven, we're not able to fully explain that either. God has more in store for a believer. Many have lost loved ones just in the last week. Many have gone through a time of grief and despair. I tried to talk about that in Sunday school. It wasn't a fun lesson talking about depression and despair and trying to find God when we feel distant from him. But many people are going through that. Many people don't understand, and they have unspeakable hurt in their own life. But thank God we have the Word of God. Thank God that we have the life that comes from God. And again, if you ever get down and a little bit depressed, just go up to one of these kids and talk to them. Talk to them about their hopes and their dreams. Talk to them about the things that they look forward to. Try to look at it from a different perspective. They have a lot of unspeakable things in their lives as well. Our salvation is given to us by God. It cannot be fully understood or explained, but we should try. We should understand what it means to trust Christ. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says that God proved, or God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And again, it can't be understood. Why should he love me so? Why would God send his Son to pay for my sin before I even knew who God was, when I was still a sinner? Why would God do that? Why would God? I don't understand it. I can't explain it. It is unspeakable. I want to tell a little story. We'll probably get done. I keep using this phrase. We'll probably get done early. there's a pastor in a church, a well-loved pastor. When he wasn't there, when he didn't preach, people were disappointed. He was loved. People loved to hear from him. And he was. It was a special service, and the church was looking forward to hearing from him. And he was there. He wasn't on vacation. He was there, and he stood up, and he said, I'm not going to be speaking tonight. I want you to hear from somebody else. And he had an older man stand up. He said, this is my friend. He's been my friend all my life. And I want you to hear from him instead of me tonight. And of course, you know, just as I've joked, but it's true. When you come expecting to hear one person and somebody else stands up, there was a little bit of disappointment. They went through the crowd and they said, well, he might be your friend, but we don't know who he is. And the old man got up and he talked about Jesus. He said, it's important for us to always have eternity in mind. It's important for us to always look at somebody and need to know if they know Jesus. And the old man told a story about how he was with his son and his son's friend, and they were out on a sailing boat. They were sailing, and a storm came up, like we talked about in Sunday school this morning. A storm came up, a violent storm, and both of the kids were thrown off of the boat. Neither of the kids could swim very well, and the storm wouldn't matter how well they could swim. It was a very bad storm, and the man had a life preserver, a lifeline. And he looked out at the two boys. He looked out at his son, and he looked out at his son's friend. And he had to make a decision. And the old man stood in front of the church, and he said, I had to make a choice between my son and my son's friend. I knew my son had trusted Christ. I knew that he knew Jesus as a Savior. It's something we had talked about. It's something that it was his testimony that he trusted Christ. I knew my son had a home in heaven and had trusted Christ. I knew my son's friend had never trusted Jesus. I knew my son's friend was not saved. I knew that my son's friend understood that his sin separated him from God, but he hadn't yet decided to trust Christ. And I had only had one lifeline. And the man said, I yelled to my son, I love you, son. And he threw the lifeline to his son's friend, to the boy he knew that had not yet trusted Christ, to the boy he wanted to give another chance to trust Christ. And he ended his story. He said, we need to live our lives that way with eternity's values in view. It's not just this life. It's eternal life. It's life with Christ in heaven, or it's life apart from Christ in hell. And he told the story, and the people, of course, were moved. It was a moving story. After he was done and the service was over, a young man came up to the old man and he said, you know, that was a real moving story, but I don't know if I believe you or not. It sounded kind of too sappy to be true. He said, I don't believe a father would give up his son to save somebody else's life. And the old man said, it might sound that way. He said, it might sound that way. He said, but the boy I saved that day is your pastor. He said, the boy that I threw the lifeline is the man that now pastors your church. And he said, you need to look every day, you need to look at people and realize eternity matters. It's unspeakable. Sometimes we only have one voice. Sometimes we only have one influence that we can give. And that man said, it's life and death. It's life and death. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And again, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I can't tell you. But God knows. And our job, as Christians, our responsibility, our duty, however you want to say it, is to thank God for his unspeakable gift, to share it with those around us that have never heard or have never responded. Pastor, of course, always makes the invitation. I always try to include the invitation. If you are here today and you struggle with that decision, you've never trusted Christ. There might be some part of you that you've heard it before, you have worried about it before, but you've never decided to trust Christ. You're trusting in something else. Maybe you might even be trusting in, well, who really knows? It is unspeakable. Nobody can know for sure. That might be what you placed your faith and trust in, is the fact that you think there is no way to know for sure. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. The Bible tells us that those doubts come from the deceiver. Those doubts come from the devil. Because all he'd love to do is have you live your whole life in doubt, never trust Christ, and then go into eternity apart from God. But the Bible is written, these things have I written unto you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. God gave us his word so we could know for sure, without a doubt, that we have an eternal home in heaven, that we have Jesus as our Savior. So if you're here today, you've never done that, we can show you from the Word of God. Brother Clyde mentioned it during the invitation last week. The pastor's not here. Jesus is still here. The Word of God is still here. If you need to trust Christ, you can do it. We'll rejoice with you, and we'll tell the pastor when he gets back. But you need to get it settled now. If you're here as a Christian today, and maybe you've kind of put down your arms and said, I don't want to talk about it anymore. For whatever reason, you've put down, you've lost your voice. You're unspeakable when it comes to life. You're unspeakable when it comes to the Word of God. You've become unspoken when it comes to telling others about Christ. You don't have to stay that way. Try anyway. Try to speak anyway. Answer those questions. Lead somebody to salvation. So you know what? You're probably not going to understand it because I don't understand it all either. But this is what God's Word says. This is why Jesus died on the cross, so that we could have eternal life. If you're here today, that applies. We'll have an invitation in just a minute. If you've got something you'd like to pray about, a loved one that you need to throw out the lifeline to them, we're going to pray and ask God to give you the courage to do that tonight, today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the unspeakable riches of the Word of God. Thank you that it is exactly what we need. Thank you that it does contain the answers that we need, and it gives us the guidance that we need in our life. Thank you for the unspeakable salvation that you offer each one of us. Sometimes we get discouraged, Lord, with those around us. But I pray, Lord, that today we'd look at those around us and say they've never heard, or I've told them they've never responded. I'm not going to leave them that way. I'm not going to leave them for all eternity. I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to try anyway. I'm going to speak anyway. I'm going to tell them what they need to know. They're not going that way because of me. They're going to hear it from me. So I pray, Lord, that we'd have that burden as we go today, as we go to our family and our friends, that would say, I don't understand it all. I probably never will, but I'm gonna speak. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. I pray bless his invitation. There's Christians, or those that have never trusted Christ, whatever the case they be, maybe they come this morning, receive the message that you have for them today. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.